Yes, that's right. We are here with Jim Medford. He wears a lot of hats, let me tell you. He is CEO of Aaron Industries. He is out there at the links at Stony Point, has brought that project way, way, way up. And the golf course looks fabulous out there. Tonight, Bogies is having their opening. You said, if I build it, they will come, and people are coming. They're loving Bogies out there. That's that California kitchen with TVs and all this stuff to be able to sit outside and enjoy it. And so that's going to be fun tonight. And then, of course, you've got to go back to California and keep everything going out there, too.
Yep. It's Jake and Steak night tonight.
Jake and Steak. That's right.
Jake Bartley is our music entertainment, and you can get your steak the way you want it tonight. So Jake and Steak tonight at Bogies.
Will you be actually grilling them outside there?
We will be grilling them outside. You'll have your chef out there. You can pick your steak and how you like it, or a chicken. And we have baked potatoes, salad, desserts, beverages of any type of your choice, and the beautiful music of Jake Bartley tonight.
That's right. $15.
$15 per person.
That's right. That's a bargain. So come out and see them tonight and check out all the things out there at Bermuda's and at the links at Stony Point. But today we're going to talk about a lot of different things. You know, Jim, you're on with your company out there in California and Aaron Industries right here. You, of course, what exactly do you do?
We make over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, and we make the store brand versions of all the cough cold items, from NyQuil, DayQuil, to Robitussin, to Tylenol. We do the generic version, but we pack it for all the major retailers, from Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Food Lion, Bilo, you name it, we're their supplier for the products to compete with the branded products.
And, of course, you get tremendous growth right now because of some of the problems in the industry.
Right. You know, there's been an unfortunate situation take place that has definitely benefited our company, though. McNeil, a division of Johnson & Johnson, they are the makers of the Tylenol brand, the Benadryl brand, the Motrin brand, and several others. Had some major regulatory issues with the Food and Drug Administration, and had to withdraw their products from the shelf a year ago. And they are still off the shelf today. They're going to be probably off the shelf yet for an extended period of time. So most of the retailers have all of this expensive real estate in their stores that have blank shelves because where those products used to sit, are taking advantage of that and filling it up with their own store brand version of that, which we manufacture. So we are running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to keep up. We produce a number of those products in our California facilities in Los Angeles, and we've been investing significantly, increasing our capacity, and working as hard as we can to keep up with demand for the marketplace. And thus, Tuesday I leave for California, and I will be pretty much spending the rest of my summer in Los Angeles dealing with the needs of our facilities out in California. So it is a challenge for us. It's a nice challenge to have, but challenge nonetheless. It's a challenge for the consumers because a lot of these products that they've relied on for a number of years are no longer available right now. But the good news is store brands have been growing significantly for a long period of time. And when most people switch over from a brand to a store brand, over 95% of them stay with that store brand because they find it is just as good as the national brand, but costs a lot less, usually about 40% less.
Well, that was the thing I was going to say. Once you try that and the quality is the same, why would you go back?
Absolutely, especially in today's economic climate. You know, there's a lot of mixed signals out there as far as what the economy is doing. There's a sense of optimism that things are getting better, but when you really look at the true numbers of what's going on, things have not improved, and matter of fact, have gotten somewhat worse. Crude oil, which drives gasoline prices and many raw material costs, is still well over $100 a barrel. So it's up significantly from where it's been, which means gas prices go up, transportation costs go up, raw material prices go up. We've had significant bad weather throughout the grain belt in the Midwest with hurricanes or tornadoes, tornadoes and floods. And so when you look at corn prices are way up, soybean prices are way up.
The future of these things is going to be way out of
whack. Way out of whack. And unfortunately, you know, these are the basic items that we buy at our local grocery store or Walmart or wherever you shop. There's an inflation going on right now. Prices are definitely going up and going up fairly significantly.
Employment's not going up.
And unemployment, unfortunately, has stayed the same. It's bouncing around 8.5 to 9% unemployment. So when you look at the economic factors of where we are, our sense of optimism doesn't, you know, the factors don't support the optimism that we have. And when we looked at 2008, which is when the economy really started to go south on us, our economic factors are actually worse today than they were in 2008. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this pans out over the next few months, because I think the price shock of all these price increases going on at the marketplace, and it's averaging about a 9% inflationary increase right now for everyday commodity items that all of our families buy every day. The price shock has not necessarily hit the shelf totally yet. I think over the next 60 to 90 days you'll see some. When you go to do your grocery shopping, you'll be amazed to see how high it's gone up across all avenues.
Well, I think we're seeing that. I think not only that, we're seeing actually less selection. When I go, you know, it used to be the shelf was totally full. Now you go and you pull that one off the shelf and there may not be anything behind it.
Yeah, everybody, all the retailers are obviously watching their inventory levels. And so it is a very challenging time for all of us. And I think, you know, for what we produce, store brands, and there are store brand cereals or store brand every item in the grocery store. And when you look at the growth of store brands, it's not surprising to see why that's taking place. Again, when you can buy, for lack of a better choice, we'll say Food Lion cornflakes, and they are very equally matched with Kellogg's cornflakes, but yet while Food Lion or whoever's cornflakes costs 40 to 50% less than the brand, and the quality is just as good. And they're sugared cornflakes at the end of the day. And
Are you saying a cornflake is a cornflake is a cornflake?
it's very hard to distinguish one cornflake from another.
Have they done any tests on this?
They do extensive testing
do
on
they?
This. They absolutely do. All the products that we make, we have to send out to independent labs to have it not only analytically tested to be the same, but from a sensory aspect, from a taste, from a mouthfeel, from if there's a scent, all of it has to match up to be national brand equivalent. And the retailers today want to make sure before they put their label on a product that you make, it is national brand equivalent or better. So today's store brands are as good, in some cases not even, in some cases better than a national brand.
Wow.
For a lot less.
So that's a good news as far as something that, because a lot of people question, you know, is the store brand as good as the name brand? And most people are finding that, yes, they are. So.
Yes, absolutely. And again, as everybody, you know, tries to make ends meet each week. So when you're paying $3.50 to $4 a gallon for gas and your box of favorite cereals gone up 10% on you, and you experience that throughout your shopping day, at the end of the day, you're going to have to, most people are going to have to make some changes to try to, you know, continue to provide the same level that they are accustomed to while managing their budget. And so store brands are getting those trials. They have been for many years now. And most people, the majority of them, are staying with it even when the economy does improve. So,
do you see that happening?
I do.
You do?
What, the economy improving?
The economy.
God, and I hope and pray for that for all of our sakes. I think it's a long road ahead of us. You know, there's a lot of still unrest in the Middle East, which is driving some of the high price of oil. Some of it is speculation on Wall Street that drives the high price of oil. And quite frankly, even if the oil prices drop significantly, our refining capacity has not changed in this country for years.
That's part of the big problem.
That's the ongoing problem. You know, we can still only refine X number of barrels a day, regardless of how much is available or not available. So I think we're looking at an energy cost issues for us for a period of good period of time. Real estate, the market has still continues to find a new bottom. It has
They said we're in a double dip.
A double dip.
On the housing market.
Yep. So I think, unfortunately, from a housing perspective, we're probably at least 5 years out from seeing any significant turnaround in that area. And
the good news is, if you are a first-time home buyer, though, it's a great market to buy in.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is true, yes.
As always in life, cash is king. Mm-hmm. And if you're on the buy side and you have the resources to buy, there's no better time than to buy right now, without a doubt. But unfortunately, the majority of us have something else that we have to sell first before we can take advantage of the buy.
That's why I said first-time buyers.
Yeah, absolutely. First-time. It'd be great to be a first-time buyer today.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've got a lot of challenges here. You know what? You were talking about optimism. You know, I think in the November elections last year, a lot of people had a lot of optimism because they really thought things were going to change. And unfortunately, in the government, what we're seeing is change is not going to be coming around. I mean, they're talking now about the debt ceiling. They're talking about what they're going to do about the next budget. And then, of course, everybody's in campaign mode already. So it really makes it difficult for them to put their desires aside and get down to the real issues at hand.
Yeah, you know, I think what took place this last election was the realization that we cannot continue to print money and incur, you know, the debt levels that we do. And because what happens with that is the valuation of the dollar goes down, so it adds to the inflation challenges. So crude oil is when our dollar is devalued versus other currencies, we actually end up paying because we import oil. So we pay more for that oil
because our dollar
is weaker.
Right.
And several other items, you know, because we're a heavy importer as much as we are an exporter. So we've got to reduce our debt. And those are tough decisions to make for any person, mm-hmm. especially a politician who has to run for office every couple of years, and like our congressional leaders do. But I think there is definitely a message sent in the last election that, you know, we got to address this issue, and only time will tell.
Actually, you know, this morning on the I Love Ann show, we were talking about, I don't know if you know this, but President Obama deputized Vice President Joe Biden to lead the talks on deficit reduction. Now, you know, I don't know where we're going with this, but deputizing, are we going back to the Wild West?
And there's two things that probably one should never mention on the radio, religion and politics, political choices. But deputizing Biden is like putting Barney in charge of more than one bullet at a time. So
enough said. I thought you'd appreciate though. Deputizing. I didn't actually understand what this meant. But and also, since we're talking about the budget, this was another article that was out there before we hear the news. It says, of course, we've already reached our $14.3 trillion budget here. And it says the Treasury is using a series of extraordinary, maybe, you know, we should look at this for how to run our business, extraordinary maneuvers to meet financial obligations by no longer making investments in two big pension funds for federal workers and beginning to withdraw current investments. For example, the Treasury just created $214 billion in additional borrowing, and I love this word, headroom.
Yeah, that's obviously a recipe for disaster to try to cut back from one thing strategically, as far as it would be like, let me charge all of my gas so that gives me 30 more days before that bill arrives so I can spend more in the meantime. Sooner or later,
you gotta
pay that bill.
Yeah.
And so it is scary with, unfortunately, what continues to go on around us.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're here with Jim Medford. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the Shire. That's right, the Greenwood County, the Lakelands area. But we're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. Hey, if you've got a question for Jim, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Just the way you look. tonight.
There are precious times in life never to be forgotten. Times such as graduations, engagement, our wedding days, anniversaries, and the birth of a child. Times in our lives when everything just seems simpler. A time when we want to give a gift that will last a lifetime. Visit us at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have the treasured pieces to light the way, the pieces that will be forever treasured and a beautiful reminder of a lovely memory. Let us help you find your treasure. Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're talking and talking and talking over here. We've been talking a little politics. We've been talking about the market out there. We've been talking about all those other things. But you know what? Here in Greenwood and in the Lakelands, you know, I guess when we get through all this, we are very well positioned for the future right here in Greenwood. And I think that's what you always have to build on is the future. After all, when you bought Stony Point, the links in Bermuda's out there, you said, close your eyes. Can you imagine, right?
Absolutely, Ann. I know you and I are wired somewhat probably the same. I've always been a glass half full type of person.
My glass is empty. Not really. I'm looking for a drop.
All right.
Okay.
Come out to Bogey's tonight and we'll fill that up.
Okay.
But actually, we are so blessed here. You know, a town of our size, and when I look at why, you know, my wife and I, Denise, we could probably live anywhere we choose to, and especially with a business in Los Angeles as well as here in South Carolina. But you know what? Greenwood is home to us. It will always be home to us. When we have a beautiful lake, we have an outstanding hospital,
it just keeps growing.
Yeah, you know, I've really gotten to have a much greater appreciation for it. I became on their board of trustees a little bit over a year ago now, and almost a year. And, to see, if you have not had a chance to see the Cancer Center, I mean, it is world class.
Oh, it is. We did a walkthrough tour on the radio.
Yeah, it is absolutely world class, from the equipment to the setting, to the respectful nature that a patient wants to have when they're going through the treatments for that awful disease. There is nothing that rivals what we have here in Greenwood. And then we also had the what we call the spine or brain suite, and there's only five in the country, and one of them is in Greenwood. And we're talking about places like Johns Hopkins and Mayo Clinic.
Why do you think that is? Why? Because that is amazing.
It is amazing. We have one out of five right here in our own backyard. And I think we just have a very progressive medical community, great leadership at the hospital, and a great foundation to build from. And we have so much to be proud of here, especially with the hospital. And then we have great education, higher education. You know, South Carolina never really gets the credit for education that it really probably should have in areas. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe throughout the state, we don't fare as well as other states. But here in Greenwood, between Piedmont Technical College, Lander University, even in Clinton with Presbyterian College with their new School of Pharmacy, I mean, my God, we've got such great institutions here.
Diverse,
absolutely.
I mean, when you think of the equestrian out there for Lander University, that's totally different. Yes.
Absolutely. We've become a mini Aiken. You know, you hear about horse country in Aiken, South Carolina.
Sure.
Guess what? You know, Greenwood's got its own little area with the equestrian center.
And then you even think of Burton Center. Think of that, what
absolutely.
It does for all our,
absolutely.
And it's right here in Greenwood.
And, you know, even Piedmont Technical College, I mean, nursing programs, you know.
Massage therapy,
which you can get at the Spa of the Green at the Links of Stony Point. But, you're sitting here. I got to sit through Piedmont Tech's graduation ceremony a couple of weeks ago, and I saw 200 people walk across the stage. And what struck me the most was the diversity of ages and background of people. I saw people in their late 50s, early 60s graduating. I saw young kids that came out of high school and went on to Piedmont Technical College because they could afford to do that versus mm-hmm. go on to a higher four-year institution initially. But you know what they all had in common, Ann? They all had a big smile on their face. There was a sense of pride, a sense of purpose that they had when they crossed that stage. And they had experience now either in nursing or automotive or you pick it.
Sure.
Welding, you name house construction.
Gunsmithing. so many programs.
They have so many things to offer there. And, you know, our economy has changed. You know, textiles has changed, obviously, several years ago. Some of the manufacturing jobs have come and gone. So to have an institution like that where you can go and get retrained and refocused and re-enter the market if you're of the working class age group, or if you're a student coming out of a high school and not sure what you want to do yet or don't have the financial resources to
sure.
to go to Clemson or South Carolina or Lander or Presbyterian for that matter, to be able to go to Piedmont Tech for a couple of years and sort it out and get all that education out of the way and then transfer to a four-year degree school, there's so many options here. And the dedicated teachers and staff at Piedmont Tech are unbelievable. The unbelievable staffing that's at Self Regional, you know, for a majority of the nurses that are at Self Regional Healthcare are graduates of Piedmont Technical College.
Now, that's a statement right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got our own training ground to feed into our great institutions that we have around us. And Presbyterian College, I sit on their board as well. They opened up the School of Pharmacy. Do you know there's a shortage of pharmacists in the country? I mean, when you look at every drugstore on every corner, there has to be a pharmacist
sure.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And Presbyterian, this is their second year, their second group of students coming in, had 400 applicants for 40 spots.
400 for 40.
400
wow.
applicants for 40 spots to go through the pharmacy school. Presbyterian's Pharmacy School is now world class, right up there with any other school that has pharmacy offered. They're offering doctorate degrees now because it's now a requirement to be a doctorate degree in pharmacy. So it is it's unbelievable what's around us. And you know, you mentioned Lander, great institution as well.
They have a good nursing program, this new equestrian program. They are growing just about the pharmacy. The equestrian program has become very popular across the United
Absolutely.
States.
Absolutely. And when you look at what Lander has been able to do for downtown Greenwood, or uptown, excuse me. I want to be politically
okay.
correct. Uptown Greenwood.
The Jeff May Center over there.
Yeah. And the new gate, the new wall, the campus look, you know, it's unbelievable, and it's what Presbyterian has done for Clinton. You know, when an institution can come in and really make its mark and improve the aesthetics of the community while offering services is a win for everybody, and that's what Lander does here. That's what Self Regional does here. That's what Piedmont Tech does here. So we've got such a great surroundings here to live for a town of our size. It's unbelievable.
And now with the mall coming on with new shops, which has always been one of those things that we felt we were down a little bit on, now we've got new shops coming into the mall.
Absolutely.
And, of course, you know, we got to talk about, even because I've been talking to a lot of people here, we talked to Gene Hancock with CPW, the quality of the water that we have here, whether it's for industrial or for other uses, is unbelievable.
You know, well, let's just talk about water. We'll talk about our lake, Lake Greenwood. I mean, what an asset to have when you can sit here and you can go up to Charlotte, North Carolina and look at Lake Norman, Lake Wylie, or go down towards Atlanta and Lake Murray and those other areas. To live on a lake in one of those areas, you're talking well over $1 million normally to get into something like that.
Because there's only so much lakefront property.
That's right.
Yep.
And here we sit with Lake Greenwood, and you could sit there and buy, you can live on the lake or right near the lake or have a lake view for anything from under $200,000 up to $1 million. So the options of what you have to choose is unbelievable. And Ann, I think if anything that's I've seen happen with this real estate debacle that we've been in and we'll probably be in for a while, is the average person now, what they look at to buy a home has changed. I think, you know, they're going to be more price conscious. They still want to have the same, improve their lifestyle. So you can live on a golf course. Let's say the links of Stony Point. You can live on a golf course in a gated community on a lake for less than $500,000 or less as far as this type of home you can get. Where you can't find that anywhere in the country, especially in the Southeast, like we have here in Greenwood. So I'm very, obviously, very excited and bullish about Greenwood. I think our future is very, very bright. I think we still have a lot of work to do, which we thankfully are doing. And I think we have the leadership in this community that sees that vision too, and we're all trying to move in that same direction.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. If you've got a question, just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We've had a couple of calls come in. First one, we want to talk about David Hogue. He said, you need to see, Jim Medford, you need to see the G. Frank Russell Center. You will be blown away at the training and capability that they have over there. Maybe they might could even help you in your business. And on a personal note, I want to say that Chuck Graves, who is in charge over there, does an excellent job. He has pride in the center and makes everything come together. So from the Culinary Arts Center there to the Automotive Center to the home building, they do everything. And he says, in your own niche, Jim Medford, you contribute to the area's star status.
Well, I appreciate that comment. It means a lot to us. Thank you, David. And I have had the opportunity to see the G. Frank Russell Center because my son went through that program.
Did
on
he?
Automotive. Yes. Yeah. So it is a great it's a great facility, great another vehicle to get people trained to help add for what we're looking for. And it is something that we definitely can use people from that facility that are trained to do certain things where there's a fit for what we have. And we definitely encourage that, as we do also what comes out of Piedmont Tech. And they all, again, all these facilities work hand in hand together to help get us to where we all need to be and want to be.
Well, I think it's wonderful, the bridge programs that we have, from the G. Frank Russell Center to Piedmont Tech, from the high schools going to Piedmont
Absolutely.
Tech. I mean, you know, kids are getting so advanced, Jim.
I heard a story, and I think the girl came actually from the Lawrence area, who really applied herself and had already, before she graduated high school, had enough credit hours through working through the Piedmont Extension program to have an associate's art degree already. So not only does that say a lot about a student, but it also says a lot as far as what they can do, because you know how much money that saved that girl or her parents or whatever she needed to do.
Living at home, going to
school. To be able to come out and already have enough hours to have 2 years to go on to another school and save, what, $20,000, $30,000 in education.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And again, the G. Frank Russell Center is also offering that opportunity for many kids.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about it is, with the online programs that they have now, you can be online, you can be in class, you can do it both ways. I tell you, the other thing that I think is real exciting out there at Piedmont Tech is the new two-year, the REACH program.
Right.
2 years, two nights a week, and you can have a associate's degree in the arts and business and be on your way to getting somewhere.
It is. They worked real hard at Piedmont Tech to put that program together. And, you know, for a working person who wants to advance themselves either in their current job or expand their ability that still work or have a family or have other responsibilities, to be able to apply themselves two nights a week for 2 years and get a degree and improve themselves and hopefully their ability to support the family better and is awesome. I mean, again, I am so passionate about what Greenwood has to offer, especially with the institutions that I've had the privilege of being on their board or being involved with, whether it be the hospital again or Piedmont Tech or
Presbyterian
or the Greenwood Development Group with Mark Warner and what's happening
partnership
there. Partnership Alliance. Yeah. we've invested in the Partnership Alliance and said, support that organization well. And there are so many good quality organizations with great leaderships, with people that are as passionate about Greenwood, Ann, as you and I, that, you know, don't get all the recognition that they deserve. Because when you step back and look around at what's happening with us here, and even in these tough economic times, Greenwood is so well positioned. When the market starts to come out, we will be exploding around here. And it's because of all the hard work that's being done today.
Well, you know, you have to have a good plan to make things happen. And if you don't have the basis, if you don't have the groundwork, you can't build the top floors.
Absolutely.
So that is what we have. You know, in the partnership, they work hard. They work behind the scenes. They've always got smoke or something going on. all their pet names, as I always kid Mark
their project names. But, you know, there's a lot of people that, and Mark being one of them, that travel. I don't think the average person realizes the travel that goes on to attract businesses to come to Greenwood.
And it's a different world. You know, 20 or 30 years ago, people came here and you had that opportunity to, what shall we say, wine and dine them and show them what you've got. Anymore, they have headhunters that go out and look across the country all on the internet. You may not even know that you're in the running, or you may not even get an opportunity to run.
Absolutely. And you know what? Again, all the things that we've been speaking of is what will attract the businesses here is a quality workforce, number one. Lifestyle for the people that relocate here is right there at the top. And lifestyle meaning our local community theaters, our lake, our hospital.
The festival's coming up.
The hospital, the Greenwood Flower Festival, Floral Festival. Great golf courses like the Links of Stony Point. I mean, there are so many different things.
And it's all within 25, 30 miles. I think, you know, even expanded out to 50 miles, and look what you have right here.
Yeah, you know, for, you know, most industries that are coming from another area, to sit there and talk about a 5 or 10-mile commuter, to have all these options within really 30 minutes mm-hmm. is unheard of. I mean, some people have 30 minutes just driving to get onto the highway to get to where they work when they live somewhere else. So we are so fortunate, and we just need to recognize what we have to offer and go out and market the heck out of it. And I think that's what we're doing, and I think that's what definitely the Partnership Alliance is doing.
Absolutely. You know, one of the other things that is happening, and since you are in the golfing part of business too, is they are now marketing. I understand I had Kelly McWhorter on last week, and we were talking about the marketing that will be going on in the golfing, telling people about all the golf. They've hooked up with a group, and I know that you're part of that too.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, South Carolina is a state, and tourism, golf is a big industry here. And, you know, Greenwood has a lot to offer in that arena. I will share with you that we have the South Carolina Golf Rating Group coming to the Links of Stony Point in a couple of weeks. And, you know, we've done a lot of work out there, as you know, Ann. We've invested a lot of money. Our course has never looked better. And we're hoping that when the South Carolina Golf Rating Group comes through, that the Links of Stony Point is going to be ranked as one of the top golf courses in South Carolina. That's what we're hoping and praying for, and we'll know in a few weeks what they have to say. And that goes a long way to help market what we're doing in Greenwood. You know, having, if we are fortunate to have a course rated very high up on the list, it's going to help bring people to this area.
More people in, absolutely. Yeah. So as we look at things here in Greenwood, you know, it's tough. But we were talking this morning on the I Love Ann show about living in the Shire. And if we just stay within our own four little area here, life would be pretty good.
You know, the Shire is a new one that you threw at me, Ann. I'm still getting used to the Lakelands area instead of Greenwood. So we got the Greenwood, we got the Lakelands area, and now the Shire. So,
well, I'm going back in time, Jim.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where people didn't travel outside their prescribed area.
Right.
You know? Yes.
Well, you surely don't have to travel outside of the Shire to have a quality of life here in Greenwood, without a doubt.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Of course, let's see. We just had a call also from Beth Jenkins. She says your course, that's the Links at Stony Point, is so beautiful and is actually fun to play. Have you thought of letting some magazines do a spread on it? Anything that gives Greenwood good publicity is good for the industry and good for Greenwood.
Well, I appreciate those comments very much, Beth. We've had Greenwood Magazine, our own magazine, do a little article on Stony Point. We have John Holloway, our local famous photographer slash artist, has been doing a photo layout of the links of Stony Point that will go on our website, as well as I think Greenwood Magazine is going to be doing an updated article on what we've done out there after John Holloway's done with everything. And Beth, if you know of any magazines that you have connections with, we would be more than honored and happy to share what we've done in other magazines as well. Matter of fact, John Holloway will be at Bogey's tonight for Jake and a Steak Night, taking photos of what entertainment options there are at the links as well for his photo shoot. We also are going to be having for a gift or something to have as a takeaway is a coffee table book on the links of Stony Point that John Holloway is helping us put together. So we'll have, I don't know if you ever saw that episode of Kramer on Jerry Seinfeld when Kramer came up with the coffee table book.
Yes.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing as well with John Holloway. So.
Well, that's terrific. You know, people really do need to come out to the links of Stony Point and see what you have to offer out there. It has been phenomenal what you've done out there, Jim. In just a little over a year, you've taken the course, made it into a beautiful, beautiful course. You've added so many water elements and other things to it. Not only that, Bermudas has come online. And then, if that wasn't enough, you built Bogey's. And, of course, that's the California kitchen where you can sit outside, watch TV, watch the course, and have a libation or have your steak cooked on the grill like they're doing tonight.
Or our outdoor pizza oven. So
I forgot the pizza
oven. Don't forget the outdoor pizza oven. And yet, coming soon, is the Roman bath pool cover, year-round swimming pool, the enclosure that we're building with pillars all the way around it, with an enclosed roof. It's going to look like a old-time Roman Colosseum bath. So that's coming yet late this summer, early fall. But
you like to spend money, don't you, Jim?
Well, I like to invest money in. Okay. And we've put our passion and heart into this community in a number of ways. Whether it be at the hospital or the other things that we do, we financially support them as well as, you know, help in any way we can. But we also have invested in the community, we think, with the links of Stony Point. And I see it as an investment, you know. It takes spending some money, improving something. Again, I've always believed that if you take a good product, make a good product, price it fairly and offer great service, you have a business plan that is very sustainable. And that's what we're working so hard to do with whether it be Aaron Industries, which is the day job that pays for the night job, or the links of Stony Point. We've tried to make a great product, a good product, great. We've tried to price it fairly. We think we have. And we're working very hard to make sure the service is top-notch so that people want to come back and feel they're getting a value for spending money with us.
Absolutely. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. You know, Jim, you said you've tried. You haven't tried. You have done it.
Well, thank
you. You certainly have added a lot to our community. We're very fortunate that you decided that Greenwood was going to be your home. Even though you spend a lot of time in other parts of the country, it is nice that you are here with us day in and day out, at least in spirit, quite often.
Well, we'll be here in body and soul as well, but we're definitely always here in spirit, no matter where I have to be for business obligations. But I'll tell you, when I land back in South Carolina at the Greenville Airport, which is a beautiful airport in itself, it's Dorothy says it's always good to be home. So
there's no place like home.
Thank you for correcting me on that.
All right, Jim Medford, right. Thanks so much for being here today.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right. Alrighty. This
Bye-bye.
Is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, Andy.